So make sure you shout real pretty. So if you're ready, please fasten your safety belts, hold on to the bar, keep both hands inside of the car, and prepare for liftoff. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Apologetics with an X. We're here for another week of tunes from the past, Christianized and paradised with no cover charges for you. I'm Jerry Q, and joining me each week is Jay, the lead singer and lyricist for the band Apologetics. Hello.
Hi, Jerry. It's great to talk to you, and it's great to talk to you listeners. If we have any listeners today from the Detroit area, well, some of you are probably a little depressed about what happened with the Tigers in that extra inning fifth game of the playoffs. We started today with the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, a parody of his song Stranglehold, and it's called Strangest Folks, and it's about us and what we do, in case you weren't paying attention. And the next bunch of songs are also from Detroit, but from a guy by the name of Bob Seger, one of the most beloved artists ever to come out of Detroit. We have a parody of old-time rock and roll called Old Time Romans Road. Then a parody of Main Street called Straight Street, about when after Paul got, after he met Jesus on the Damascus Road, he sent him to Straight Street and then sent one of his followers to go and heal him of his blindness. Then we have a parody of Still the Same by Bob Seger called Still His Name. And finally, a parody of Kathmandu called God Can Do.
Just take those old directions off the shelf.
Get along and the night.
sleeve. You got a job there praying for that bloke you'll meet down on Strange Street. Down on Straight Street. He's called Saul of Tarsus, and I'll use him. He used to torture you in the past. But the man's gone blind, he knows he's mine. Just you watch, he'll catch on fast. Takes all to all the nations, so folks will come and see the amazing grace of God found with empathy down on Straight Street. Down on Straight Street.
Still his name.
You know, if you can't catch Apologetics for the Next live on the radio or on the stream, you can listen to us at your leisure. Binge listen to up to a year's worth of shows. Angel95FM.com. That's Angel95FM.com, our flagship station's website.
That's right. And this next batch of songs, the first song we're going to play here is yet another Bob Seger song. It's a parody of Against the Wind called Who Gets to Win. It's a brand new song. And then we're going to another solo artist, but from across the pond, a guy named Steve Winwood used to be with the band Traffic, was also with the band Blind Faith. Before that was with the band Spencer Davis Group. And his first song that we spoofed here is Roll With It, called Go Witness. Then we have Valerie, redone as Galilee, the man with the withered hand. And finally, a brand new one called Why Do Coelacanths Exist? It's a parody of How You See a Chance. If you don't want, if you don't know what a coelacanth is, they're used to be known as living fossils. They're things that people used to think were the one of the missing links. They thought they were the first fish to walk on land, and they thought they had disappeared several hundred million years ago, and then they discovered in the 20th century that they were alive and well, and that they did not use those fins to walk, and they were nowhere near land. They usually inhabited about 600 feet below the water off the coast between South Africa and Madagascar. Later, they found them in Indonesia also. So God probably had a little laugh over that. Anyway, that's the last of the new ones here in this segment.
Seemed like a quest for faith, but it was God alone. Yeah, he first loved me, he worked to clean up my life, piercing the darkness with a ray of hope, leading homeward. And the seeker that he spared was a mountain that he moved, caught like a child star out of his rope. Till there was nowhere else to turn and nothing left to lose. And I remember how Jesus came to me at the door, then he'd get his foot in. I remember how he helped me all those times, which I didn't know about cause I didn't know him. Who gets to win? The one that he gets within. I was young, headstrong, before learning who gets to win. Yet I feared my sordid past. I finally sought the Lord. Astounding, my Savior was also my friend. Found myself fervently turning from my old way of life. Guess I lost some days, but I won so many more. I was living to learn and learning to live. Yeah, the word of God's plain to read, and that much I know. Romans 8, I was in it for much of the time, digging Paul and the truth that he sent. I began to find myself churches, searching for healthier events to attend. Who gets to win? Learning from the New Testament, I found myself seeking help in my quest within. Down. I've got so much more to sing about. guess Christ made the difference. Watching me then, watching me now. Who gets to win? I'm still one who repents of sin. Not holier than thou, just someone who's been blessed through him. Well, I'm bold, not proud, just somebody who gets to win. Who gets to win? Who gets to win? Still learning. Who gets to win? Running the race to win. Who gets to win? I'm still learning. Who gets to win? Still running the race to win. Who gets to win? Still learning. Who gets to win? Running the race to win. Running the temple game. Who gets to win? See the young man learn. Who gets to win? Watch the young man run. Who gets to win? Watching young man learning. Who gets to win? Running the race to win. Who gets to win? First on 5, 4, and 5. Who gets to win? Who gets to win? First Corinthians 9. Who gets to win? First running the track, the end.
Touch all I.
last call to follow, find you when God subtly reminds you how we planned and so designed you. Why do silicates exist? Find your answer, face it, because it's all a clue. Don't you know by now, no one hid your missing link? The couples are the proud to keep on moving. Come on, babe.
Well, I hope you are enjoying the tunes on this Apologetics with an X, and you'd like to buy a few, maybe, for the entire 800 or so song library that Jay's got all the information you need to know about how to do that.
Yes, we do. You just go to apologetics.com. Just remember, we spell the website. They like the name of the show, Apologetics with an X, APOLEGTIX.com. You can get our complete library, or you can get a USB with everything on it. You can get individual songs. You can get downloads for individual albums. It's all there. Just go there. This next set we have is Rolling Stones, Let's End the Fight Together. It's a parody of their song, Let's Spend the Night Together. And then we have a song from Squeeze. And the song was called Tempted originally, and ours is called Tempers. It's about also ending the fight. That's what Paul had to deal with and some of the churches he dealt with, especially the Corinthian church.
Getting tired. God, then show others. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Wow, another week of great parodies from Apologetics for the Next, and we'll be back next week, same station, or listen all you want around the clock at angel95fm.com.
That's right. We're going to send you out with an interesting combination, but there is a connection. We start with Shush, a parody of Hush by Deep Purple, their number four hit, first big hit for them. Then we have Harry Star, a parody of Deep Purple's heavy song Highway Star.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.